ready to go.
And welcome back. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Temperatures warmed up a bit. It is now 51 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Should be a very nice day for the rest of today. We'll continue to update what you can expect weather-wise, but it's a great way to start your day, and I'm glad you could spend a little bit of it with us here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up at 9:34 this morning, we're going to be joined again by the executive director of the Good News Project here in Wausau, Christine Daniels, and they do so much great work. We're going to talk generally about what they do again, but also talk about a few events that they're part of here in the next few weeks. And starts this weekend, the Good News Project will be part of the Clean It Up Wausau event, which is coming up May 17th and May 18th. You talk about spring cleaning, part of it is clean it up with all those devices and everything else. But Clean It Up Wausau, Good News Project, part of that this Friday and Saturday. Also then in a couple of weeks' time on May 31st and June the 1st, Good News Project will be heading up to Merrill, spreading the good news, doing a collection up north in Lincoln County in Merrill. And then, of course, every Friday they do have their normal activities where you're able to bring in some of your electronic equipment and recycle it at the Good News Project as well. So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Christine Daniels coming up later on in this hour on the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio. Again, apologize that we are on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We are on our website, bullfallsradio.com. You can listen to us there. Also on mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. The Civic Media app, of course, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? It's a free app. It's a fantastic app. Just go to your App Store, go to your Google Play, wherever you get your apps. Search Civic Media, download the app, and then it's basically having about 20 apps in one. All of our Civic Media radio stations are right there. The fifth one down is Bull Falls Radio. Open it up. You can listen to us live. You can call us. You can text us. You can get all the information you need about Bull Falls Radio. It's all right there. And normally, you can also get us on our video stream on our Facebook page, the Bull Falls Radio Facebook page, and also the Bull Falls Radio X page. But unfortunately, this morning, about 25-30 minutes into the program, it crashed out. And not really sure why, but I'm sure it'll be back tomorrow. We'll have it back tomorrow, but apologize for having the issues with our video stream. I don't know what you're going to do without being able to see my face and Ian's face, but I hope you'll be able to survive for one more hour, and then tomorrow we'll be back with our— I'm gonna have to find out from others in the Civic Media Radio Network if this has happened to them before and if there's anything that we could have done, because I don't know. I'm not a technical wizard, I'll tell you that much. But the guy that is pushing the buttons for me each and every morning across the way behind the glass in our producer's room with the board and everything else is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Yeah,
I don't know how it happened.
Yeah,
either.
It just sort of crashed out. It just said it ended. You know, because normally
it just as we were done talking with Brittany.
I guess Brittany, we have to tell Brittany tomorrow she broke it. But no, it was— it's all good. With technology, frankly, I'm surprised that more issues don't occur. Whether it's the radio station itself, whether it's the streams or anything else. Actually, I have had, yesterday after the show, I said to you, I said, hey, can you stick around a little bit? Because I needed to test some of my remote equipment, the equipment I use when I go out and do baseball broadcasts and such. because on Saturday, this past Saturday, if anybody tuned into our Wausau West baseball broadcast when I went to River Falls for those two games, it sounded odd because it sounded like I was a little bit further away from the microphone. It basically was where my headphones were not being hooked in. It was not going through the computer. Basically, the computer was only hearing my voice, and it was not at the level it needed to be at, and we survived it. And I hope people weren't too annoyed by it on Saturday. So then I took all, because we have three different pieces of remote equipment, because on a Friday night during the fall, we sometimes have three football games. So me, I'll take one out, and Tom will take one out, and our third announcer will take one out as well. And we have to have three pieces of remote equipment. So I brought all three of them out. So I wanted to see where the issue was, whether it was within the equipment itself, whether it was within the computers in our studio, whether it was the computers that we use for the broadcast. So I had you stick around. And ultimately, I found out that one of the units was working fine. And basically that the computers in our studio were working fine. The boards were working fine. It was ultimately the two of the three computers. A setting got changed. And I tried to change the settings. I have not been able to figure them out yet. So I sent a note to our engineering folks down in Madison with Civic Media. And, you know, how quickly that anything that I say gets, if Chad has a problem, we got to fix it right away. Well, yesterday I sent a note. Heard nothing.
Nothing at all?
Heard nothing.
Jeez.
Nothing. So this morning, I sent another note. I said, I'm having an issue with my remote equipment. Is there anybody that can help me? And let's take a look here. And I have heard
they
nothing.
Back to you.
Nothing.
You figured they would have gotten back to you by now.
I think so, too. Where am I on the totem pole when it comes here to the Civic Media Radio Network? Fortunately, one of the remote units was...
Oh, excuse me, there's someone at the door.
I think Christina's here, so she'll have a seat outside, and we will talk to her coming up in just a little bit. But I was saying I was fortunate I had one of the remote equipment packages, including the computer, that had the proper settings on it, so I was able to use it yesterday for my game in Marathon. But... I'm still waiting to have these other two fixed because I have to have the other two fixed because as we get into the playoffs starting next week, there's the possibility of multiple games where we have Wausau West and Marathon and Newman all involved in some games, and I need to have these other computers all fixed up. So I'm feeling a little bit underappreciated here, I tell you. It's like I know they're very busy, and I don't know whether or not somehow my message got lost in the shuffle, so I'm sure they're going to get back to me and be able to...
Did you put on the email a title, important in all caps? Because you put the word important on there in all caps, people tend to get back to you faster.
I think that is probably something that I need to do, either that or urgent. I think those are the two words, important or urgent, all in capital letters.
Yeah, that would work.
But generally, we have very few problems with our technology, and it has a lot to do with the way that was all set up by our engineering folks. And it's rare to have these problems, but when they do occur, it just... my stomach goes into knots, and it's like, last Saturday in River Falls, it's like, I'm trying to figure out what the problem was. I could never do it. And ultimately I needed to basically bring everything out and basically go step by step to try to figure out where the issue was, because there's all sorts of different ways to do it. So I appreciated you sticking around for a little extra time yesterday as we were able to, I think, find the issue. But unfortunately, it's an issue that I personally have not been able to fix. So I have to find the experts in doing that and hopefully have that fixed up sooner rather than later. But sooner rather than later as well in terms of our video stream. And I know that, in fact, I got a text saying, hey, your video stream went down. I mentioned it. We're having issues with it. We're trying to figure it out. And ultimately, I'm sure it'll be something that will be back to the way it should be tomorrow morning. So, and again, if you want to be involved in the show, even though that we don't have our video stream where you can make your comments, you can give us a call at 715-382-9297. I've got it memorized now. It took me a while. 715-382-9297. 9297. Again, if you want to be involved, if there's something we're talking about that you want to add your thoughts to, we were talking about drop boxes earlier. We're talking about voting and democracy itself. We were talking about the crime rate, the good numbers here in Wausau. Talking about, again, not always believing everything you hear, even for me when it goes through this microphone. If there's anything on your mind, I would love to hear what your thoughts are on it. And you can do that either through a phone call or through a text. Again, if you're a little shy about having your voice on the air, you can join us through a text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program each and every weekday.
And it's okay if something... It's okay if you want about if you want to talk about something you disagree with. I mean,
yeah, we won't.
It's okay
we
to
won't,
have
we,
an open-ended conversation because it's not just one side or the other side. We want to talk about both sides. We want to get hit like the whole the truth because it's not just about agreeing with everything or disagreeing with everything. It's trying to find that balance, and it's okay if you want to talk to us.
Right. No, that's it.
We're not going to shout at you, Thomas. Well, I won't shout at you.
Who knows? I fly off the handle. It's all good. We will make sure to.
You don't fly off the handle.
No, I do not. At least I try not. I will say once in a while, but it's never to a listener. It's like in the privacy of my office, I will bounce off the walls a little bit, but that's about it. But otherwise, we really would like to have you be part of this show. And tomorrow, make sure you tune in, because during the course of the show, I've decided we're going to try to again give away some more of the passes to the
Parade
of Homes, yeah, on the tip of my tongue. But the Parade of Homes, as every Thursday morning, we have our North Star Nose feature with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. And they have provided very generously some passes to the Parade of Homes. Mm-hmm. They're part of the Parade of Homes themselves. And we are going to, again, give you an opportunity to win tomorrow when it comes to some passes, which is coming up in early June. So make sure you have that phone number very handy, because we will take phone calls in order to get the winners of those tomorrow on the program. We're going to come back, have a sports update. Brewers, they came up short in their comeback bid last night. And then coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we'll be talking to Christine Daniels, again, from the Good News Project here in Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:18, 51 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Nine 21 here on this Tuesday morning, Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, last night, the Milwaukee Brewers fell to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Second straight loss for Milwaukee after the first three games against St. Louis they won. They lost to St. Louis on Sunday. And then last night, in the opener of a series with the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Pirates jumped out to an early lead, led 5-0. The Brewers rallied late, but came up just short, falling 8-6 at American Family Field. Jake Bowers had a home run. Willie Adames had a couple of RBI as well for Milwaukee. Colin Ray took the loss. The Brewer bullpen did not do well. And for the most part this season, the Brewers have been outstanding out of the pen. But last night, three Brewer pitchers out of the bullpen gave up 5 runs. Also, an injury, and a tough injury, because Rhys Hoskins, who's been a real terrific pickup from the Philadelphia Phillies as a free agent, has been a good leader for Milwaukee, has hit the ball, had some good power, but he left the game after injuring his hamstring, and sometimes those hamstring injuries can be a little bit time-consuming in terms of being on the sidelines. We will find out more after he has an MRI this morning and figure out exactly how long the Brewers expect him to be out, but odds are he's going to be out for a little bit of time, and that will be a big loss for the offense for the Milwaukee Brewers. Despite the loss, the Brewers are 24-17 and still in first place in the NL Central. The Cubs last night had a chance to move into first place, but they fell in Atlanta by a score of 2-0. The Brewers will try to get back on the winning track tonight, hosting the Pirates. First pitch set for 6:35 at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Yesterday in the high school ranks, as I mentioned earlier, yesterday we had high school baseball. The Marathon Red Raiders had an 11-game winning streak. It looked like they were heading to 12 in a row. They had a 7-1 lead in the sixth inning against Rib Lake, but Rib Lake would score three times in the sixth and then score four times in the top of the seventh. The Red Raiders had a chance to tie or even win it in the bottom of the seventh, had the bases loaded with one out, could not push home the tying or winning runs, so Rib Lake defeated Marathon 8-7. Marathon is now 17-3 on the season, and two of the three losses to Rib Lake. Rib Lake had defeated Marathon 5-3 back in early April, and then beat the Red Raiders last night 8-7. So Marathon still having an outstanding season, ranked number 7 in the state in the new rankings from the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association, 17th wins and 3 losses for the Red Raiders. Also yesterday in high school baseball, Wausau East likewise had a lead going into the 7th inning, but saw it slip away. The Lumberjacks led Menominee 2-1 heading into the 7th, but Menominee would score 5 times in the top of the 7th inning and beat the Lumberjacks by a score of 6-2. Well, Wausau East also having a very solid campaign. They're right now in a big battle for second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference and have really taken some big strides forward under head coach John Winter this season. Also on the high school scoreboard in high school baseball yesterday, Northland Lutheran was a victor. The Wildcats beat Tigerton by a score of 9-1. It was Abbotsford Colby shutting down Loyal 9-0. Edgar got past Spencer by a score of 2-1. Pacelli beat Almond Bancroft 10-4. It was a doubleheader that saw Shiocton defeat Iola Scandinavia twice, 11-1 and 7-2. Port Edwards over Tri-County, 17-4, and Watoma shut down Nakusa 9-0. High school softball yesterday. In a non-conference game, Marathon defeated Pittsville by a score of 10-2. Also in non-conference softball action, it was Stratford getting past Wausau East by a score of 11-6. Northland Lutheran fell twice in a doubleheader to Tigerton. Tigerton beat Northland by a score of 8-3 and then 11-8. In the Wisconsin Valley Conference yesterday, it was a rain makeup as Wisconsin Rapids defeated Merrill by a score of 5-4. Antigo shut down Winterberg-Burnham 7-0. Also in softball, it was Lakeland over Crandon 16-0. Mosinee, number one ranked team in the state, winners of the Great Northern Conference already, and they stayed perfect in the GNC as Mosinee defeated Northern Pines by a score of 12-5. It was Tomahawk getting past Athens 8-6. Rib Lake fell to Medford 6-2. Loyal Greenwood over Colby Abbotsford 13-6. And Amherst beat Shiocton by a score of 11-6. Also last night in high school sports and girls soccer, it was Mosinee edging Medford by a score of 1-0. Again, later today, we have high school softball. Again, the final game of the regular season for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Newman will play host to the Phillips Loggers. I'll be at Sunnyvale Softball Complex for all the exciting action, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. That's Newman against Phillips High School Softball, 4:35 today, live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, tomorrow and Thursday is Wausau West softball. The Wausau West softball team taking on the Merrill Blue Jays tomorrow in a rain makeup. 4 o'clock first pitch, 3:50 for the airtime right here on Bull Falls Radio. And on Thursday, Warriors in a good non-conference matchup. Hopefully the rain will hold off, because looking forward to this one, the chance to see Mosini. Again, Mosini has had such a fantastic season, winning the Great Northern in undefeated style. I think only one loss overall. Looking forward to seeing Mosini in action against Wausau West. Warriors and Mosini on Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch at 4:30. And finally, on Friday, we have not one but two games as the Wausau West Warriors travel to Chippewa Falls for a non-conference twin bill. The Warriors and Chi High starting with the pregame show at 3:20. Game one starts at 3:30, followed immediately by game number two. And don't forget, next week, it's the start of our playoff coverage on Tuesday. We'll start with our high school playoff coverage in softball. Later in the week, we'll give you specifics in terms of what our schedule will look like next Tuesday, who we'll be covering next Tuesday in the first round of the softball playoffs. And then the following week, we'll start our baseball coverage with Wausau West and Marathon. So softball, we got Wausau West, Marathon, and Newman Catholic. And in baseball, it will be Wausau West and Marathon, as we continue to be very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. Again, weather-wise, looking very pleasant today. Lots of sunshine and very moderate highs. High of 67. Tonight, mostly clear, a low dropping to 39. And then Wednesday, sunny and 69. Showers likely on Thursday and a high of 64. Right now, again, partly cloudy skies and 51 degrees here in our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking to Christine Daniels, again, the executive director of the Good News Project. Plenty to talk about with Christine. That's coming up after an information update. We will have news, weather, and sports, and then Christine Daniels. Glad you could join us again here on this Tuesday. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 9:35. Currently 51 degrees as I look outside our big windows here at our downtown studios. Partly cloudy skies. And very happy to welcome back to the program. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Have you been to the new place yet?
No. This is my first time. That's why I'm so excited.
Then it's been way too long. And the voice you hear is Christine Daniels from the Good News Project. And great to have you back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
And it's also wonderful hearing you say all the nice things about our new place.
Well, and I really like your artwork, too. I really do.
It makes it feel, you know, it gives a good ambiance.
It does.
But the thing is that you'd reached out and said, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on. And you really do. And it's that time of year. The old term spring cleaning comes to mind.
Yes.
And you at the Good News Project are part of the spring cleaning. And of course, I think folks here in Wausau are familiar with Clean It Up Wausau. And Good News Project is part of that, isn't it, this weekend?
Yeah, for sure. So Clean It Up Wausau is for a large item drop-off. And it's this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. And Good News Project has had a presence with the Clean It Up Wausau for over a decade now, where we set up shop over at the yard waste site off of Chellis Street, and we accept electronics. So people can load up their trailers, they can get rid of their tires in one spot, their mattresses in another, and they might have a large console TV and they can bring it over to us. It's just kind of like one-stop shopping sort of thing. Although we do charge, so we still right. charge 45 cents a pound.
Which is not a bad deal at all, because when I'm dealing with the electronics and the old electronics, the hard part is just knowing where you can take it, because you can't just throw it out. That's, you know, bad.
Yes, don't do
no,
it.
No, bad in every way. But the idea that you do have this service is so... it's so convenient and so important, and I know a lot of people do take advantage of it, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And the neat thing about our nonprofit organization is that our e-cycling program helps support our health equipment lending program. So any revenue that we gain through the e-cycling goes directly back into the community through serving folks with durable medical equipment, mm-hmm. like hospital beds, walkers, wheelchairs. And so that's, you know, part of us charging is to be able to make some money off of that. Another really cool thing is that everything that we collect goes to an end recycler, and they're able to recapture or recycle 99.6% of all of the materials, which is really quite phenomenal.
You do every Friday the recycling, and with this Clean It Up Wausau being part of Friday, does that affect your normal Friday activities?
Not really. So we are open in both locations this Friday.
Well, there's going to be a busy day then for the folks yeah. for the Good News Project,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we bring in a couple extra people who know what they're doing, and we're actually hosting Liberty Mutual volunteers at our on-site location at 1106 Fifth Street. So they'll be helping us collect and do customer service and sort the electronics there. But we also have volunteers staged over at Clean It Up Wausau.
So. And just basically to give again the information about Clean It Up Wausau and you're part of it. It's both on Friday and Saturday. What are the hours again for that?
Yeah, it's 9 to 5. And for Clean It Up Wausau, it is for City of Wausau residents only.
Right.
And people have to show proof of residency. So if you're not from Wausau and you still want to recycle, just come over to our location right off of 5th Street. It's right by the train tracks north of downtown Wausau. And we are open there from 9 to 4. And we can help unload for you. And
that's one of the cool things about your weekly recycling on Fridays is the fact that so often, again, I do not live in Wausau proper, so I'm not able to take advantage of Clean It Up Wausau. The fact that you are able to handle everybody from the community, because we do see this in different communities during the course of, especially of the spring, where you're kind of limited. It's just the way it is. It's just
yeah.
the way it has to be. But the fact that the Good News Project on every Friday, right? Every Friday
every
you have
Friday.
This opportunity.
Yeah, the only Friday we're not open is right after Thanksgiving, so Black Friday. I let everyone have the day off.
So they can go camp out to whatever store
yeah,
they're going to,
whatever
right?
they want to do. And we try to make it as accessible as possible. So, for example, we will have a presence up in Merrill at the end of May. So May 31st and June 1st, and folks in the Merrill area or, those outlying regions that where people might not be coming down to Wausau very
right.
often, they can go recycle there. We still charge 45 cents a pound, and we partner with the Merrill Optimists.
The fact that you go to them, I think, is very cool. When I saw this, you're going up to Merrill in a couple, like 2 weeks from now, May 31st and June the 1st. Is this something they've done a lot of? Is this
yeah,
something that's...
Yeah, we've been doing that for over a decade as well.
Is it yeah. just Merrill? Do you go to other places as well?
We've tried other communities as well. We've been in Rhinelander before and to go. We do kind of look for other communities that we can provide that resource to. The biggest caveat is finding a local service group or nonprofit mm-hmm. that is willing to partner with us and provide volunteers. So we do all the training. We kind of bring our whole operation on the road, mm-hmm. But they're responsible for promotion and the volunteers, and you need a lot.
Well, let me ask you this, because again, I think sometimes we fail to realize how fortunate we are to have somebody like yourself with the Good News Project not a lot of other communities have a similar type of operation that, I mean, just basically, and there's so much more that you do outside the recycling, but even for just that, there's not a lot of communities that really have this opportunity,
no.
Is there?
No, there really aren't many opportunities for that. You know, I mean, you can get rid of your items at the landfill, for example, at Ringle, but a lot of times they refer people to us because, you know, why would you spend the gas money to go out there for electronics if you're in the Wausau area? You know, there has to be enough reason to do it to make it offset, you know, your carbon footprint, basically.
Before we move on from the Merrill event, again, that was one underlined. It's at the fairgrounds, and I've gone up there a lot for, like, my sports broadcast. And you drive right by, and it's a really nice fairground area. So that's where it's going to be held coming up on it's Friday the 31st and Saturday the 1st.
Yes. Yes.
And also, you mentioned, I think, I'm not sure, but I think you may have mentioned this as well, being honored by the city of Wausau for Sustainability Business of the Year. For folks who would say, okay, what does that really mean? Sustainability Business of the Year.
Yeah.
Because that is important, because that's a really cool honor.
Yeah, it really is. So it was about a year ago, and their sustainability committee chose Good News Project for that Business of the Year award. We're doing a lot of really cool things. So beyond the e-cycling, where we're recapturing, you know, all these different commodities and resources so that they don't have to be remanufactured or anything like that, we're also taking durable medical equipment donations and reusing those within our community. So, you know, trying to get away from all of the new stuff and being able to recapture stuff that's already in our economic stream, basically. And then we went solar last year too, which was super exciting. And our monthly bill last month was $52, which is super exciting because we did construction last year and, you know, we have a new lobby. Oh, you got to come. You've got to come over and take a tour.
I was going to ask you about that because that was the last time you were here and you were so excited about that. And often, and I was thinking about this before you were coming in. And again, I haven't said it again. This is Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project. So often when you're doing a project, when you first get done with it, then after a while, you find out things maybe you didn't even realize that were going to be advantages.
Yes.
What have you learned in the last maybe 9 months since you started, other than the $52 bills, which I'm sure you're expecting? But I imagine there were some other areas that, man, this was an area that I didn't even realize this was going to help in a certain way.
That is such a cool question, actually, because I learned so much. I basically learned how to be a project manager for a large construction project. And I had some great mentors along the way. One of our board members from Kimberly, Wisconsin, came over a lot to help us with it because he had these types of experiences. You know, rescoping a project, for example, pulling pieces out and maybe, you know, using volunteer labor for them to try to cut costs. Because we wanted to be accountable to our donor base, too, and do it well and do it right, but also get the outcomes that we desired. So, I mean, one of the coolest things for me is our staff was really worried about not being able to communicate as well because we'd be so spread out. But that's just not the case. That's not what's happening. You know, we convene in the mornings and we just kind of do a recap of what volunteers are coming. And then we're all situated in a space where we can still communicate, which I love. And it's a great place just to give a tour also. I love showing people the behind the scenes of what we're doing. You know, a lot of people just are, you know, they might stop in the lobby and be there, and an employee might bring out a wheelchair for their use. But for them to understand the full process of, you know, safety checking and sanitizing and all the volunteer labor that we need to do those processes, it's it's really fun to talk about, and it's cool to show off.
And you said it. I mean, the generosity of the donors, and when they're able to see that you do take it so seriously,
yes,
that every dollar you try to stretch as far as you possibly can. And one of the aspects of the solar aspect is you're stretching every dollar so much further, aren't
we
you?
We really are, yeah. And it's cool because in the last couple of years, there have been great incentives for nonprofit organizations to go solar,
mm-hmm,
through the IRA kickbacks and rebates, but also, you know, there's some local solar rebates that were coming to us. But yeah, I mean, I would encourage any nonprofit to really look into going solar. It just makes sense to your, you know, for donor accountability, for being green.
And beyond these events and everything we've been talking about, we got just a couple of minutes left. It's so much more, because I think a lot of people say, oh, this is the Good News Project. It's where we take our electronics. But again, there's so much more to it. What else should people really know, again, for that may not have be as familiar outside? Hey, yeah, that's a place we can drop off our electronics, because there's so much more to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would just love to share something about our humanitarian shipping. So when people bring durable medical equipment and it might not fit our program necessarily, because we try to, you know, keep our equipment fairly consistent for our local community, but it's not bad enough to just completely dismantle into steel and aluminum, we set items aside for shipping. And in the last 18 months, we were able to send a shipment to a military hospital in Ukraine. And when Turkey experienced that really severe earthquake, there was a local group connected with the embassy in Chicago, the Turkey embassy there, and they grabbed a bunch of our medical equipment and sent that to Turkey too. So, you know, there's very little waste in that whole process. And we're able to share across borders with people really in need. And so I think, you know, like if you were to donate a walker,
mm-hmm,
like how cool is it to know that somehow you've helped the Ukrainians with what they need?
And also, again, I think it goes back to what we were just saying as well about maximizing it as well, where
yeah,
there's not the waste, because I know there's a lot of other areas where sometimes there'll be waste. The idea of knowing that, hey, if I do give this, whether it's a wheelchair or whether it's a financial donation, it is going to be maximized and it's going to get to people that it truly helps.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
Christine Daniels. Again, we got to make sure it's not as long this time. You know,
I know. Yeah,
because
yeah.
I remember actually you talking about this same event a year ago, and it feels like that was yesterday. You know, how fast time goes by. But again, part of Clean It Up Wausau Friday and Saturday, but also again every Friday, if you have that electronic equipment to really make sure it goes to the right place, and it helps out the Good News Project as well. So that's
you
always
bet.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Real quickly, where can you get more information? Is there a website again?
Yeah, go to our website, goodnewswi.com, or you can give us a call, 843-5985.
Sounds great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Christine Daniels. Time is 9:49. We'll come back with our daily history lesson and wrap things up coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today is May the 14th of 2024. That means it's day number 135 of this year. There are 231 days remaining in this year. I'm getting nervous as the number gets bigger and bigger and bigger, where it gets to the point where the day number of this year is higher than the days remaining in this year, because we're we're getting there. We're getting closer and closer. I think we're somewhere around, be around 48 days from now, we'll be hitting the midpoint of this year, and doggone it, it's going way too fast.
One day at a time.
But here on May the 14th, there are plenty of great events that have occurred on this date in history. Going back to May the 14th of 2024, going back to May the 14th of 1607, Jamestown, Virginia was settled as an English colony. On this date in 1804, the Lewis and Clark expedition departed from Camp Dubois, began its historic journey by traveling up the Missouri River. On this date in 1973, Skylab, the United States' first space station, was launched. On this date in 1998, the finale of Seinfeld aired on NBC with 76 million viewers tuning in. On this date in 2018, scientists at the University of California successfully executed a memory transfer in snails.
How about that?
Yeesh. I don't know how you would do that. How would you know the snails had the same memories from the another memories of another snail?
That's a good question.
I mean, once you get a person, then come to me and, hey, this snail has the memories of this snail. Well, how do you prove that?
Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere, right?
I'm going to have to look into that. All right, and on this date in 2019, Wikipedia confirmed China had banned all versions of its site. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. George Lucas, the man behind Star Wars. George Lucas turning 80 years old today.
Happy birthday, Mr. Lucas.
Director Robert Zemeckis. He is the director of Back to the Future and Forrest Gump, among other great films.
A great director.
He is 72 years old today. Actor Tim Roth is 63. Actor Kate Blanchett turning 55 years old today. Director Sofia Coppola, she did Lost in Translation, great movie with Scarlett Johansson and Bill Murray, 53 years old today. Actor Amber Tamblyn of Joan of Arcadia is 41 years old today. Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg. Who do you think Mark Zuckerberg is?
Oh, I think he's... Oh, boy. Is it the number of the day? I've been
panicking. Just take a quick guess.
Oh, I'd say he's probably in his early 60s, probably.
40.
Wow.
You're way off.
See, that's why I'm glad it wasn't the number of the day.
Mark Zuckerberg, 40 years old today. Former New England Patriot, NFL star Rob Gronkowski is 35. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us from Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. Stars and Stripes Forever Day. It is Dance Like a Chicken Day. Have you done the chicken dance?
Oh, I haven't done the chicken dance in quite some time, but well, I can remember it.
Today is Dance Like a Chicken Day. It is also Buttermilk Biscuit Day. You a biscuit guy?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, today you have a buttermilk biscuit. So those are the special events being acknowledged today.
All right.
It is time.
Time for a comeback.
It is day number two of the week. That means day number two of our number for the day quiz. And every day that we do give Ian Welsh an opportunity to be either above or below our Mendoza line. You know what I bet you don't know what a Mendoza line is.
I can't say I do.
All right, because I'm old enough to remember this. A guy named Mario Mendoza, he played baseball for the Seattle Mariners. And there was an old, back in the day when we had newspapers and we didn't have the internet where you could look up everybody's batting average, on Sunday mornings in the newspapers, they would put all the Major League Baseball players' batting averages.
Okay.
And it was called the Mendoza line because Mario Mendoza was not a good batter. He was a good defender. He was a good shortstop, but he was not a good batter. And the idea was if you were below the Mendoza line, you were in trouble because you weren't hitting very well and that you'd probably lose your job. because if you're below the Mendoza line, you're not doing very well. If you're above the Mendoza line, then you're doing okay.
Okay, so well, I got to make sure I get above that line.
The Ian Welsh line is 33%. Okay, you got to be above 33%.
Yes.
All right, our number for the day, the percent, and we were just taking some photos with our phones. Because our, mm-hmm. our guest, Christine Daniels, we took some pictures with my phone and her phone, wrapping things up that we put on social media. But our number for the day is the percentage of all photos that are captured with a phone.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So these days, what is the percentage of all photos that are captured with a phone? Is the correct answer 71%? Is the correct answer 81%? Is the correct answer 91%? So 71%. 81% or 91%, A, B, and C, the percentage of all photos that are captured with a phone.
Okay, I'm going with my gut on this one. I'm going with C. I'm going with 91%.
All right, so going with the highest number.
I'm going with my gut on this one.
The gut instinct. And boy, usually you take a lot of time. You start thinking about it. I see those gears working in your mind, but here you're going right for it. C, 91%. Final answer?
Final answer.
The correct answer of all the percentage of all photos that are captured with a phone is 91%.
Yes.
So your gut worked. Your gut worked. So you're 1 for 2. You are above the curve right now, and you're in good shape for the rest of the week.
Gotta make sure I keep it going.
There
absolutely.
You go. Thanks to our guest Christine Daniels for joining us today. Don't forget we have high school softball later today. Newman Catholic against Phillips at 4:35 here on Bow Falls Radio. Coming up next, an information update followed by Matinair on Air. So, good way to finish the day, right?
Absolutely, except for the live stream going
out. Well,
otherwise, it's okay.
There's nothing we could do there, but we'll have that back, and we'll be back tomorrow from 8 till 10. Have a good rest
Wednesday,
of your day.
Everybody.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.